Nashville is in the midst of an affordable housing crisis. The city estimates it needs 31,000 more units over the next 7 years, a number it's unlikely to keep pace with. Nashville's next mayor will have no choice but to face this dramatic housing shortage. And as WPLN's Mayor Benight reports, most candidates are short on concrete solutions.
When it comes to building affordable housing, most candidates say there's little they can or should do to fix the problem. Mayor David Briley thinks more of the same is the city's best option.
There's not a whole lot of new things we can do considering state law, so it's really just expanding the things we're currently doing.
One candidate, Albert Hacker, who works for a medical devices company, takes a more defeatist free market attitude toward the issue.
Unless you're going to somehow reduce the infrastructure costs of development itself, the bricks and sticks, you know, drywall costs, concrete, unless you're going to somehow reduce code regulations that are ever increasing that makes development more and more costly, there's not going to be a real impact outside of just saying that you care as a politician.
Conservative commentator Ralph Bristol says it really shouldn't be the mayor's job to come up with solutions to the city's affordable housing shortage.
The city has some responsibilities it must meet, both morally and legally, and some responsibilities that it doesn't necessarily need to meet, either morally or legally. And affordability of individual needs falls into the latter category.
A few candidates have more specific ideas. State Representative Harold Love says that without a dedicated funding source for affordable housing, the city is unlikely to make any meaningful progress. He suggests looking to tourist and entertainment corridors like Broadway and implement a tax on food and drink purchases. Candidate and Councilwoman Erica Gilmore adds that the city also needs to tap local organizations who are already experts in the field.
I definitely know there are ideas out there. We just need to work more with our community partners.
On a smaller scale, the city already does this with its community grants through the Barnes Housing Trust Fund. Some candidates, like conservative pundit Carol Swain, says Nashville should look to neglected corners of the city to build affordable housing. Others say we need more incentives for developers to incorporate it into existing projects. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mayor Benight.
You can see answers from all the candidates at WPLN.org/mayor2018. Election day is Thursday.